I wanted to get away from the wall of fire, but my legs would not cooperate. In my head, I was screaming at myself to back up, close the door and hide, but every muscle in my body was stiff. I don't remember feeling any heat coming off of the fire, but it didn't matter. I was too close, heat or not. Tim had followed me out. He snapped himself out of it before I could.
"Fire!"
he yelled. He quickly grabbed the back of my shirt and pulled me inside, yanking the door shut behind us. I stumbled back and hit the floor hard. I gasped, not realizing that I had been holding my breath, and looked down at my hands. They were shaking violently. I pushed through the shock and got to my feet, refusing to look behind me at the door standing between us and the raging fire. My friends, teammates, and I gathered around Coach Green, looking for some explanation for the chaos rising around us. The screams from inside the school were getting louder. We were trapped. And then it hit me. Willa was still in the school. She could be in trouble.
"I have to go in there. Willow's in there,"
I said. The adrenaline that had taken over while I stared at the wall of fire rushed back through my limbs. I ignored the protest from my friends and sprinted for the door, ducking under Coach Green's hand as he tried to catch me. I slammed the doors open and tumbled through. My legs locked up when I saw what lay beyond the doors. Students and teachers alike were writhing and screaming in pain on the floor of the hallway, blindly lashing out at things only they could see. Screams echoed down the hallway from every corner of the school. The ceiling lights were flickering in and out, and whole sections of the hallway were doused in darkness. I hesitated for only a second before I took a breath and started to jog down the hall towards Willow's classroom. I carefully stepped over people lying on the linoleum floors. Some were muttering under their breaths, and others were outright screaming. One of the janitors was crawling across the floor, shouting, "Bodies! The bodies!" I inched around him, trying to stay away from his grasping hands. He saw me and held out his hands.
"Save me! Save me!"
I jumped away from his grasp. He rolled over and hugged the wall, slamming his fists into the concrete and drawing blood. Shaking, I crept down the hall, careful not to step on anyone. They were all the same. All the students and teachers in the hall were caught in the same hallucination, and a sinking feeling in my gut told me it was only a matter of time before it would also happen to me. "Not before I find Willow," I scolded myself. Willow had to be safe. I ran past a wall of windows, which should have offered a view of the schoolyard, and skidded to a halt. Instead, the view was that of the same fire that we had seen from the back door of the gym. I felt myself start to shut down again. "Willow," I reminded myself. "I have to keep going." The fire was at least 3 stories high, but as I sprinted past the windows, I noticed that the fire had no source other than the grass. What was feeding it? Was it surrounding the whole school? I looked away, determined to make it to Willow's classroom before the fire or the chaos could get to me. Finally, I reached her classroom, but she wasn't there. I shouted her name over the chaos of voices and screams. I searched the faces of people sprawled in the hallways and into the classrooms, but I saw no sign of her. I began running from room to room, throwing doors open and repeatedly shouting her name. I stumbled to a stop in the main hallway. Willow was standing across the expanse of the hallway, staring at another girl whose back was facing me. The other girl was unaffected by the insanity around us. I couldn't see her face, but I saw messy blonde hair. Her shoulders rose and fell harshly as she breathed. I slid behind an overturned table and watched the silent, staring battle between the two girls. Willow took a step forward. The other girl, who I vaguely recognized as a transfer student from weeks ago, stood her ground but clenched her fists. Willow took another step forward. Her eyes never blinked, never wavered. Beads of sweat trailed down her brow. Her expression was more intense than I'd ever seen. I shifted behind the table, and my foot knocked into a jar and it rattled across the floor. The other girl's head snapped in my direction, and fierce blue eyes found me. I wasn't in the school anymore. Instead, I was surrounded by a hurricane of fire. It roared and hot winds circled around me, whipping my clothes.
Stop!